There is little doubt that it's festival season in Ireland, but up around the border there are three festivals preparing to happen. Arts Over Borders is a threesome of festivals celebrating three of our greatest writers, with links to both the north and south of this island. They are the Happy Days in Enniskillen International Beckett Festival, A Wild Weekend, also in Enniskillen, and the Lunasa Freel Fest. The Happy Days event takes place in July, with Wild and Freel festivals taking place in August. One of the events in Derry is a performance of Brian Freel's Freedom of the City, based on the awful events of Bloody Sunday. I am joined from London by Siobhan McSweeney, known to us all as Sister Michael in the very popular TV series Derry Girls, who will be performing in Freedom of the City in August, and by the organiser of the three festivals, Sean Dorn. Sean, of course, I get the connection of Freel to Donegal and the North. What is Samuel Beckett and Oscar Wilde's connection to Enniskillen?
Well, they share the same connection, but 50 years apart, with the Pretoria Royal School, which is now Enniskillen Royal Grammar in Enniskillen. Beckett was there just for 3 years prior to going to Trinity. And it's often assumed, of course, that the light bulb went on when he got to Trinity. But we found a lot in the psychic geography of Enniskillen and Fermanagh, the still waters of Fermanagh, for example, that connect. And, of course, Wilde was there for 7 years, the longest he spent anywhere outside Dublin and London.
Did Beckett make any comment on the connection between Wilde having gone to the same school?
That's a very good question. I haven't been asked that before. I don't think so, nor did he make any comment on himself going to the school either. And Wilde, I think, just like all of us, if you think to say something about your school when you're young, it's so such a distant memory, and you're usually not very positive.
Now, you've been very successful over the years in getting world-renowned artists to the festivals. This year seems no different. Choreographer Mark Morris for the Happy Days Beckett Festival, for example.
Yes, and I'm so delighted when Mark, who's been touring his Pepperland, the Beatles show, which actually we commissioned for Liverpool. It's a funny sort of journey with Mark of Liverpool contacted us, seeing the Beckett Festival, then to do the Beatles Sgt. Pepper in 2017, and now it's coming back to Enniskillen with Mark doing his first ever direction of plays, not alone first ever direction of Beckett, and three short plays. One might be obvious in that it's Beckett's only dance work called Quad, but the other two are plays, Come and Go for three women and Catastrophe for four actors as well. So that'll be quite special, which will be done in the Regal space in the centre of the town on the island, and the Pretoria Royal School again.
Yeah, it's very important for you to get festivals out of the idea of conventional venues, isn't it?
Holy, I think it just releases you. I mean, if you're working in rural and such regional environments anyhow, there is only one theatre. So it releases you from that sort of urban kind of format, which is a 19th century format, if we think about it now, as a hangover, into lakes and islands and caves for Dante, which we've done previously. But this year we are using the Ardoan Theatre on the lake, where Romeo Castellucci, the Italian theatre director, is bringing his Schwanengesang swan song production of Schubert's, which should be very exciting, alongside the Mark Morris.
So Sean, is there a particular frisson to the event this year, given the political situation with the border, with this terrible fear of a hard Brexit?
Well, increasingly so, I think, for all of us. But, you know, working in the arts, we know well there's every kind of resistance or obstacle you have to overcome, and therefore it just joins a queue of those. But nonetheless, more seriously, the 40% of our audience has been shown to come from the south, from the Republic of Ireland, to Enniskillen. And I remember anecdotally in the early years it being said, oh, this is the first time I've come to Fermanagh, or the first time even coming to the north. The art artists such as we present are what draw them up, and that is the idea. But also the idea is very much, as our title says, Arts Over Borders. We take the audiences back and forth over the borders and within a single event, or events within the single festival. So the crisscrossing, and particularly the Freel Festival, that was born out of his living half his life in the north, in Omagh and Derry, and half in the south, and probably is the only international 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 multi-arts festival in the world.
Now, I mentioned Freedom of the City. It's one of Brian Friel's great works. It's a play very important to the people of Derry and still pertinent and urgent today. You were having a promenade presentation of the play. Explain the importance, first of all, of Freedom of the City to Derry.
Well, it is set in the Guildhall in Derry. It was set in 1970, so Brian Friel had been writing it before Bloody Sunday. And the obvious thought, of course, is when Bloody Sunday happened, it did change the course of the play for him to finish it. And it was premiered in both the Abbey and the Royal Court Theatre in London in February 1973. However, it's very much a play of Derry and the issues of justice and poverty, very much, you know. And this is what's much more subtle and eloquent about the play than, you know, is probably first thought of it, because it engages that contemporary situation of Northern Ireland. And in rereading the play, I have to say myself, when looking to present it within Derry as part of what we now call the Derry Londonderry Overcome Lunatics of Friel Fest, and the Donegal one is Donegal Here I Come, it's very different to the plays then obviously that go off Friel's in the Ballybeg arena of rural Donegal. So it's opposite, and I think we're very excited, and to have Siobhan here take on what is a very special role. Lily Friel, as we know, wrote so beautifully and lyrically for women in his plays, and he has done so. It's one of the best roles, I think, in all of his plays. The others obviously much better known than The Freedom of the City.
Siobhan, this isn't the first time that you played Lily.
Funnily enough, not the first time. I gave my Lily in UCC Drama Society many years ago, and I think even then it wasn't even my first Friel play. So I've been doing Friel plays for as long as I've been acting, really. So the chance to revisit, even only with four performances, and even if it's a reading necessarily, the chance to revisit this play is such a great opportunity, and especially hopefully with some more wisdom and certainly age than when it was done originally, when I did it originally, of course.
What is the role of Lily?
Lily is... it's set in the aftermath of a civil rights march, and it's set in the Guildhall, and Lily is this matriarch who sort of brings this sort of, for me, she's important in that she brings this idea of Northern Irish women into the fore. These hugely powerful maternal women that ran these households with hardly anything, the strength of them. It's a role that I cannot wait to get my hands into again.
You're obviously a big deal in Derry with your sister, role of Sister Michael in Derry Girls, but you don't often perform in Derry. You're because you're often within the convent. Your scenes are filmed elsewhere.
Yes, no, they don't let me out in public. They probably think I'm going to run off or get up to some mischief. So when we film most of the interior scenes in Belfast, and we spend a couple of glorious days in Derry running riot. And last year when we were filming the second series, I sort of put my foot down and insisted that I got to go to Derry because I was too jealous the first time round, because everybody had such an amazing time.
So you might cause a bit of a riot, might you, when you're promenading in Derry during the Friel Festival?
I'll be on my best behaviour, I promise.
So how has life changed for you since Sister Michael?
I think in a very boring yet obvious way, I think I'm recognised a bit more, which is a very strange sensation. And it's a real testament to the strength of the show and the way that the people of Northern Ireland and the Republic have taken it to their heart that they think I'm her. And they're bitterly disappointed, of course, when they find out how unbrilliant I am in comparison.
Well,
to
let's
herself.
Compare and contrast. We have a little clip here, and this is showing Sister Michael at her most enthusiastic.
Now she's coming this way. Now she's standing right in front of us.
What's he doing?
Now she's
stop talking to him.
I want to sit here.
What?
What way?
Well, you're just such wonderful company, girls, what with your stimulating conversation and razor-sharp wit.
Really?
No, not really. The woman next to me is eating an egg and onion sandwich, and the smell of it is enough to turn an orange march. Christ, but this is heavy.
Sister, no, let me.
What do you have in here, girls?
It's not ours.
Not yours?
We have never seen it before in our lives, have we, girls?
Never.
Excuse me, everyone. Can I have your attention, please? Does anyone own this red suitcase?
No.
Now, let me be clear. No one can claim this bag. Is that correct?
Yes.
I think we have a code red on our hands. Driver, pull over.
Siobhan McSweeney there, a Sister Michael in Derry Girls. You say that Sister Michael is a bit of a feminist icon.
Do I say that? Well, I'd love it to be said about her. I'd love it to be said about everyone,
maybe
frankly.
An existential nun, is she?
Yeah, I think she is a woman who is not burdened with the constraints of polite society, shall we say. I think there is a certain amount of freedom that she cultivates. She doesn't care. And I think that is, if you link it up with feminism, I think it could be perhaps linked to feminism in that there's a freedom there, freedom of worry from normal constraints of society.
I was talking to Sean there about, you know, the particular maybe difficulty or frisson or whatever you want to call it about putting on the festivals at this moment in time. Mm-hmm. Do you find London quite a difficult but maybe unfriendly place to be at the moment, being Irish?
No, I've never felt not unfriendly necessarily, but it would be remiss of me to say that there has been no effect, that Brexit has had no effect on society here. It has. It has indeed.
In what way?
I think, speaking personally, I think Brexit has allowed people who are ignorant be less embarrassed about their ignorance. I feel that they are not ashamed to speak up about their ignorance. And to link it perhaps with the North and borders and the arts in general, instead of there's a lot of ignorance in the lack of knowledge sense here. People are unaware of the situation in the North and the situation in Europe. And they're unaware of what a border would mean to the island of Ireland. They're not taught it. So there is a big gap in the knowledge there, a really, really big gap. And what I love about Derry Girls, well, I love everything about it, but what I particularly love is that it's bringing information about a time and a place to a bigger population that didn't know about it before. And it's showing the true spirit, hardships and joy and humanity of the people of Northern Ireland to a wider context, in a wider context.
Well, Siobhan McSweeney and Sean Dorn, I wish you great success at your three festivals. Full details of Arts Over Borders can be found on artsoverborders.com.